Hey everyone, happy Sunday and welcome back to a new episode of Caffeinated and Opinionated with your host Hales Bills. It has been an incredibly long time since I have been able to do a podcast, but that's due to some more recent life circumstances. You've most definitely, I'm sure, listened to my episode about how I hated my family and how they basically caused some turmoil. That led to me moving to Georgia with the rest of my family that isn't horrible. And so honestly, I ended up living in Savannah from early December to about a few weeks ago until I've moved back here in Tennessee. While in Savannah, I didn't really have the area to set up for an actual podcast area. And so now that I have an area again, I figured let's go ahead and dive right back into doing podcasts. This will be the start of a new season and the start of something more regular. And once again, I probably would have not stopped the podcast had it not been for lack of ability to set up an area to do the podcast. Granted, I could have always just recorded it on my phone just with some AirPods, but I wanted to try to bring as much quality to this podcast as possible. Also, with that being said, I do have a USB mic that does plug into my laptop. However, my laptop is, it's kind of refusing to update. I'm thinking it is so old that it is just outdated. I mean, it comes on, it works, but it will not connect to our Wi-Fi, nor will it update. So I'm not able to use that and get online and actually use the USB microphone, sadly, because I really do like that microphone a lot. So quality may be a little off using the microphone that plugs directly into the phone. Now with that being said, I did do an audio test before we get started, so if you do hear any scratchy audio, I do want to apologize, as the audio test, of course, sounded perfect. But you know, things always sound perfect when they're around you. Kind of like if your car has a service engine light on or check engine light on, it does it for you, it doesn't do it for the mechanic. Or that noise it makes, that's your special noise and your special light. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and dive right into this podcast today. I do want to say a happy birthday to my stepdad. Today is his birthday, and we'll go ahead and get started. So this podcast has always been focused on the fact that I am an overly caffeinated individual, as well as me sharing my opinion, and we're not changing that. We're going to stick with the same thing. And while I've been in Savannah, there's so many things that have happened and so many things that have just caused me to think. I've had a lot of time to think, and it's kind of brought me to some things that I've definitely been sitting on for a while. So the first thing that I want to get into talking about, and it may step on some toes, and it is not meant to sound like I am a horrible person, so I want to go ahead and make that note before we get started, but it has a lot to do with everybody's favorite beer, Bud Light, and everybody's favorite transgender individual, Dylan Mulvaney. Now you may be wondering, why am I talking about this so late? Well, I've wanted to talk about this since it came out. I've even made Facebook posts that I have typed all the way out and deleted everything in it so as to not be judged, because I feel like I can more clearly get the message across in a podcast than I ever could in a Facebook post where people may misinterpret the tone of my words. That being said, Dylan Mulvaney, as recently as the last couple of days, has even come out speaking about the controversy and the topic and his views and opinions on how he's been treated, I do suppose, is how you can phrase that. Now, when it comes to this Dylan Mulvaney situation and him having a sponsorship by Bud Light, him having a sponsorship with Nike Women, him having a sponsorship with Tampax, I have no problem that these, with the exception of Tampax, but we'll talk about that separately. I have no irritation towards the fact that these companies want to use a transgender individual who identifies as female from male to female. I have no ill will or harbor any hate that they want to use someone as their face for their brand. That being said, that is so long as we're not doing it just to save face and look good. The fact that some companies want to do this just solely to make themselves look good and have no actual, real, genuine intentions behind it, That's real shitty, and you shouldn't be doing that. If you're gonna do it, then it shouldn't be just to make yourself look good. The thing is, okay, so Bud Light wants to utilize a transgender individual and place their face on their can for a sponsorship. Same with Nike. Now, my problem is not that they used someone who identifies transgender male to female. My problem is that they used Dylan Mulvaney. Dylan Mulvaney is not someone who I would look at and recognize as a representation of a female. Is not someone who I would use as a representation of a transgender individual. That being said, there are so many other male to female transgender individuals that could have happily been in this role, and I don't know if they would have accepted it or not, but Dylan Mulvaney is more so someone who plays face. It's a minstrel show for him. He does not represent what women are. He does not even try. He does not come close. Dylan Mulvaney, you can't just grow your hair out, continue to have a 5 o'clock shadow, put on some lipstick, and go, "Today, day one of being a girl, I wrote a scathing email, spent money on clothes I just can't afford, and when someone asked me how I was, I said I was fine when I really wasn't." You are making a mockery of us, and you are still showing your male misogynistic mind by putting us all into this category that we're all this way, this type of person. The fact that you have hiking heels, you don't represent what we are as a gender of women. Or a sex of women, whatever. I apologize. If I misspeak or use maybe terminology in a way that it's not meant to be used, it's because of my ignorance, not because of hate. So if anybody does wish to educate me on that, I am free and open to conversation. But I will not change my mind on the fact that Dylan Mulvaney was a terrible idea to use as representation. My personal thoughts are there are so many other transgender individuals that you could have utilized for this campaign, just to start and name a few. And I'm not saying that I necessarily am here for them as a person. And by that, I'm saying if there's any controversies, these aren't people that I necessarily have looked into. These are people that I know a tad bit about. But what I will say is that they represent that transition of male to female in a way to where they're relatable. That's the word I'm looking for. They're relatable as women. When I watch the content of these transgender women, it's relatable to what it's like to actually be a woman. When I watch Nikki tutorials, if you know who that is, she is a makeup YouTuber, a really large makeup YouTuber for a long time, right? She's been going, and she's got so many subscribers. I'm probably actually still subscribed to her. I used to watch her a lot back in the day. And then it just got to the point to where some of the makeup she does, I mean, I watch her shorts, but I'm not going to watch a full video on her makeup. I do enjoy her personality. She's very gorgeous. She seems to be a very good person. If I remember correctly, she speaks Dutch, which those are really cool videos actually to watch. That's more up my alley. I don't, her makeup is so elaborate anymore, that like me watching one of those is like, I'm never going to do one of those tutorials. I'll watch her do product reviews and things like that. But the woman is a very relatable lady. I have never, honestly, until Nikki sat down and came out that she was transgender male to female and started at a significantly young age, I would have never thought any different, because she acts just like myself or any other female friend that I have. I can sit down and be like, ah, this person is portraying me. And I feel like if you're going to use somebody to save face, and you want to use someone from the transgender community, I feel like you need to use someone who does a great job at that representation. And I feel like someone like Nikki Tutorials would be great. Blair White, and this is where I was saying I don't necessarily look too much into them. I know of Blair White. I've watched maybe a couple of her videos. I would say that Blair White may have said some more inflammatory things solely because I do know which way she does politically lean. However, I've never really watched her for that kind of content. I tend to watch her for other content in regards to what her channel does provide. But once again, Blair White, someone I look at, and honestly, until I watched a video of her saying that she was transgender, I would have never known, because once again, relatable, right? Relatable. Now, I don't entirely know of when Blair White began her transition, and you know, that has nothing to do with it. My point is when I watch Blair, and even with Nikki, you see that they, you know, they know how to do and take care of their hair, their nails, their makeup, their skincare. And I know not every woman knows how to do that, okay? But the women that don't know how usually don't, right? I've met so many women that, you know, if they don't professionally have it done because they can't afford to or don't want to, if they don't know how to do a thing, they usually aren't. If they don't have any idea how to color or style their hair, they're gonna leave it as is. If they don't know how to do makeup, and there's nothing wrong with not being able to do these things, but typically those are the women who usually don't. But when you see these women, they look like they know what they're doing. They have an idea. They have a clue. They fit in to the society of women that we are. Another one I would like to bring up, who's a little bit more far detached, and I feel like a little bit closer to Dylan Mulvaney in regards to how new transitioning is for them. And that way it's more of a level and even playing field than somebody who's been transitioned for years. And another one of those is a local celebrity here to the area is Kara Cunningham. Okay, Kara has more recently decided to change, and I don't mean this in any way. However, I don't know if it's because of the length of time it took. However, Kara, you can still tell, does still have some more masculine features, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Kara tends to have, I feel like it might be the face shape. I've always thought that even pre-transition that Kara had a very strong jawline. And I mean that in a good way. I mean a very distinct jawline, right? And I feel like that still carried over, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. I know Dylan had her facial reconstruction surgery. So, you know, that's helped take care of that for Dylan. However, when you see Kara, I would say is the most relatable, between Blair and Nikki, because Kara has had that fame, that internet fame, significantly, it was many years ago, right? The Leave Britney Alone. So you may remember that whole blowout. So Kara's had her fame, is still relatively famous. But what I love about Kara is that she's still such a humble individual who seems down to earth. I met Kara pre-transition about 10 years ago at a nightclub here in the area, and we took a picture together. And I thought that Kara at that time was relatable. Of course, I was incredibly wasted off my ass at the time, but was super nice to me, was so nice, and that was really cool, so I will never forget that, and that's one reason that I thoroughly enjoy Kara as a person, at least 10 years ago. She seems to have grown even more as a person, in the last 10 years, and so I would honestly like to run into her again, and coffee at Starbucks or anything like that would be really cool. But that being said, when I look at, if you go on Kara's Instagram, and you're scrolling through her reels, her photos, or whatever, you'll notice that a lot of times you'll see Kara just like eating some food, just throwing down some food, right? And like nothing wrong with that, because same. She'll just be sitting in her car, a recent reel that she did, right? Sitting in her car just like pounding a taco from Taco Bell, and like that's a mood. That is wholeheartedly a mood. Right? And you'll see her, you know, like putting on makeup, and the way that Kara presents herself is something that is relatable to what it's like to be a woman. And that's where I think that Bud Light missed the mark by choosing the sponsorship partner that they did. You could have picked any of these transgender women. And not even just these three. These are just three that off the top of my head I felt like would be a decent example, with plenty others. But there are so many who legitimately do have this gender dysphoria, who do have this desire and want and need for them to be a woman based on how they feel trapped. And I don't know Dylan. I don't entirely know. I cannot diagnose. But it's really, I feel like, a huge shame. And honestly, if I were someone who was part of that transgender community, and I'm going to leave those that are the lesbian, gay, and bi out of the LGBT to the side. And I say that because for them, I know that that part of the community and why they're there is a little bit different than transgenders. However, if I was a transgender individual, I would feel entirely disgusted that this person is who a large chunk of the world sees as representation for us, because that's not who I would want to represent us. There are so many strong transitioned individuals out there who would make such great representation that Dylan Mulvaney just isn't it. I was watching a Twitter video the other day that someone had shared. Alan Roberts, if anybody is aware of who that is, he does a lot of health and fitness and well-being and wellness videos. And he had shared a video of, it was a little boy, and it was I'm guessing a stepfather or whatever, and they were just doing all these things together and just being, you know, you see these pictures of them going fishing and just hanging out, haircuts, just, you know, doing son and dad things, right? And this kid just looks like, you know, this stepdad. I don't know if it was like stepdad or mom's boyfriend long term, or yeah, I'm not sure of the entire situation there, but it was obvious that it was a man who was stepping up for a son that wasn't his, right? And someone in the comments had put that this was actually a transgender female to male individual, right? And that and that right there, that being said, even that person would be an amazing person. No one famous, right? It's not someone famous. It's just someone, you know, who got a little bit of internet clicks because of them showing off that relationship with the son. But even that person, who is not someone who's widely recognized and well known, would be amazing to see, right? On a beer can. Why? Because this person did something that that little boy's father couldn't, and stepped up and took care of him and loved him, right? So, for me, it's not about the fact that there is someone who is transgender on a beer can or representing any company, right? The point is that if you're going to do it, give that sponsorship and that partnership to someone who does not make a mockery of the gender they are transitioning to. Okay? Dylan Mulvaney saying, "These are my hiking heels." No woman has hiking heels. And honestly, Jill and I feel that you owe a huge apology to all of the women of the world for the way that you have interpreted us to be, the way that you have turned us into this stereotype, this misogynistic stereotype that all we are is a bunch of big-titted bimbos who don't know what's going on. All that we like is the color pink, that all we do is wear high heels, and that we send scathing emails, and we spend way too much money on clothes, and if we didn't have a man to keep us in line, we would never know what to do. That's not who we are as women, and we have fought for so many years to get past all the things that we've been put through, and here you are. You just get to decide to be a woman one day, and you get to pretend that you know what it's like to have gone through all the things that women have gone through. So that's my spiel on the Bud Light part. Now here's where I feel a little bit differently, and that also applies to Nike as well, right? I think Blair White would have been a very perfect one for Nike, because Blair is someone that is in a more fit body, so I think the Nike campaign could have been great for her, or even Nike Tutorials, as Nike is someone who is plus size, and I am not saying that in a mean way, but I do know that Nike does have the plus size workout athletic wear. And I feel like that would have been a good way to throw in that sponsorship, as well as promote the fact that they do have those larger sizes for those workout clothes. But hey, what do I know about advertising and marketing, right? But the one thing that really just irritates me to no end is the fact that Dylan Mulvaney got a Tampax sponsorship. Okay, my problem with this is Dylan is not someone who can utilize a tampon. Whether or not Dylan has had the sexual reassignment surgery or not, he still cannot, will not, and will never, ever have a use for a tampon. Okay? Tampax, if you were really going to make a statement, a true, genuine statement about using a transgender individual for the face of your company to promote your products and their use, don't you think it would have been a lot smarter to utilize a transgender man who is female to male and who would still have a menstrual cycle that they needed to prevent leaking through their clothes every month? Seriously, that is one thing that irritates me so bad. I have seen so many men female to male, not male to female, apologies. I've seen so many female to, I'm getting it backwards, male to female, so many people who do not have lady bits. We'll just go with that. I'm sorry. I got my words all jumbled up. I have not had enough caffeine yet this morning. What I am attempting to say is those that are now presenting as women, those that still have male genitalia, and even if they don't, they have in their life, there is the amount of them that are trying to simulate that they have a period or that have claimed that they have a period. The fact that you got Taco Bell shits and now have hemorrhoids and your asshole is bleeding is not the same as a period. Come at me sideways. I'm tired of hearing it. You have not had to suffer what it's like to actually have a menstrual cycle and bleed once a month. You have no idea what it is like to be forced to buy products that have an increased pink tax that we cannot avoid buying, whether it's tampons or pads or panty liners or diva cups or whatever. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to sit here and make a mockery of what it's like to have a period. You have cramps? Good. Go take a shit. I'm sure it'll relieve it. I'm so tired of that. That there are so many individuals that transition from being a man to transitioning to being a woman, and yet they want to sit here and make a mockery of those that they claim to want to emulate. Okay? You're not flattering us. You're doing no favors. Once again, there are so many other individuals that you could emulate that are amazing representation for the trans community that show you what it's like to actually be a woman. And let me tell you, some of y'all ain't doing it right. I will stand and die on that hill. I have nothing wrong with those that are transgender individuals. I have no problem with them whatsoever. What I have a problem with is that you want to transition to be my gender and you want to make a mockery of it, okay? We don't need daily videos of you telling us, oh my god, Dave, whatever, being a woman, I stuck a tampon up my butthole. I don't need that. We don't need that, okay? You could just say, you know, hi guys, here's ways that you could show us your transitioning journey and it be something that's relatable, right? And I don't mean relatable in the sense that you are, that we've all know what it's like to go through that gender dysphoria and, you know, want to transition, but you can sit down and make a video relatable by sitting down and having an honest conversation with the camera, okay? If you sat down and said, hi guys, so today is day 14 on my journey through my transition, and I wanted to let you know that today, one thing that I tried was XYZ. You know, today I tried my first dress. I fell in love with it. I bought it. I took it home. You know, you could say day 40 in my journey of transitioning. Today I tried hair extensions and decided that they weren't for me. I'm going to solely work on growing my own hair out. these are things that could be relatable. Or if you had videos, you know, day whatever of my transition, blah, 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 blah. You know, I tried women's skincare products and you gave us a review on how that pairs to maybe things that you used previously, before your transition. If you used maybe, say, you know, male specific products, you can give us razor reviews, things like that. You know, if you want to tell us how you don't understand how women have done this for so many years, like, how have you women shaved your legs for this many years? Oh, this takes so much time in the shower. Relatable. Would understand. Would find it funny. Would thoroughly enjoy videos like that. But no, you want to sit here and once again, play face. That's all I have to say on that portion of that topic. Okay, once again, nothing, no ill will. I am not transphobic by any means at all. I have no problem with trans individuals. I know several trans individuals, and I have no problem with them. Once again, I have a problem with being made a mockery of, right? Because at the end of the day, trans women are still women, and women need to lift one another up, okay? So that goes both ways. If you're going to transition to being a woman, you have to learn that we lift each other up when we should be. And there are some women that don't do that, but don't be one of them, right? All right. So moving on. So my next thing is also more so is centered around transgender individuals, but more so in this instance, it's more so language, right? So sorry, I needed a vape hit. So, and I know I'm doing this at the, you know, at the wrap up of Pride Month, right? You know, we just came out of Pride Month here, and it's not that that was intentional, just this was the timing of when I was able to do this, right? Now, it's funny because, you know, if you meet someone who is, conservative, and you're someone who is, more, why can I not think of the word? More liberal. There we go. More liberal. Not that you are some left-wing nut job, but I swear every right side person you meet will always think that you are a leftist extremist. It's so ridiculous. Not everybody is part of this, and I hate to say this. God, I hate this phrasing, woke culture, right? And so when people meet me and they think that I am some far left extremist, that is not true. I believe in being open to the ideas of others. I believe in being a morally good human being. I believe in letting others do things that make them happy, so long as it does not hurt other individuals, whether that's mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever, what have you. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna call out bullshit, right? Because you know what? Just because you are part of some community, and that could be more than just the LGBT community, the LGBTQ plus community, not just them, any person of any community can be called on their bullshit, right? You're not gonna be some safe space solely because you belong to certain communities, right? So that's where I stand when it comes to that. I am someone who is more left-leaning, but I am not some extremist who's going to sit here and not call out the bullshit of the people that also are more similarly minded to me, right? So with that being said, this one revolves around language, right? Language and pronouns, and terminology. Now, if you tell me that you want to go by whatever pronouns, I am here for the he and him and she and her and they and them. I understand they and them, I guess, to a degree. It's not that I don't want to. It's just trying to wrap my head around, I guess, maybe the mindset of how that works. And I know it's not my place to. All I'm saying is, you know, that one I don't fully quite grasp the concept of, which is nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to show you respect, right? Regardless, I'm going to show you the respect. Now, say if you go by he and they or she and they, I am more likely to call you by the he and she versus the they, and it's nothing personal. It's just, it's less likely to slip up, right? Especially if you're in front of me. And I know it's safe to call you by the gender pronoun that you most solely look as, right? Like if you're like me, all right, and you're born a female and you still identify as a female, and you were like, please call me she, they from now on. Someone like myself, I would continue to probably call she, just because A, I'm in the habit, and I don't have to change up how I refer to you and offend you. If you want to go by they, I may refer to you as they from time to time, but it's not going to be the biggest seller for me, right? But I am going to respect your pronouns. If you come up to me and you say solely they, them, most of the time I'm going to refer to you, or even with transgender individuals, right? I'm probably going to refer to you by the name that you prefer to go by, until I have mentally practiced enough to not mess up your pronouns, right? Because I don't want to do that. I do not want to, because if I ever do, it is never anything intentional or malicious. I would never do that, okay? Because something as simple as calling somebody the pronoun that they want to go by is not hard, right? And when I said I didn't understand they, them, I understand that you can refer to a singular person who is not gender identified as they or them. Like, hey, where did Susie go? Oh, they went to the store. That sentence makes sense. Grammatically, that sentence makes sense. My point about not understanding is the mentality behind the they, them. That's what I don't understand. But once again, that's not for me to understand. And if I ever do come across somebody who does identify as they, them, and would like to have a conversation with me, I'm more than open to do so. Just so I can pick your brain. And if I ever ask any questions, just know that they would never be meant to be malicious or harmful in any way. They are just, please tell me more. I am curious, right? And that's another thing, is that I feel like it's so difficult to want to be curious and ask questions and not come across as rude. So a lot of us just stay ignorant and kind of go with it, right? And that's where I am. I will, for the most part, something that I don't understand, will just kind of go with it and not ask questions, because I don't want to seem rude, right? Because I don't want to ask a question and then offend somebody who is in that category of an individual. And so with like they and them, I go along with, I like I said, I understand that that's what you want to be called. I understand that it makes sense. It's fine. I'm not opposed to it. But why you want to go by they, them is the part that I still don't understand, and would love to have a actual delightful conversation with somebody if anybody ever gave me the chance or opportunity. So that being said, that's out in the air. But if I have the decency to be a grown individual and refer to you respectfully as your pronouns, what I'm gonna need from you is to not, and this irritates me, do not refer to me as a cisgender woman. I hate that. I am not a cisgender woman. I am a woman. And the fact that there is even any distinction to make a difference to who we are as those that are born and remained in the gender and the body that they were born in, we don't need distinction. We are women. And if you're a trans individual and you want to be referred to as just a woman rather than a trans woman, I can do that for you. But you know what I need from you all as well, and not just trans individuals, there are plenty of quote-unquote cis individuals as well who refer to others as cis. No, I am a woman. The person beside of me, he's a man. And the girl beside of me, the woman beside of me, she's a woman. We don't need the distinction. And I saw a beautiful video the other day of a woman who said that this is what she doesn't understand about the cisgender thing. Is, okay, so cisgender, once again, you are still identifying as the body that you were born into. Transgender, you are identifying as the body that you feel that you should have been born to, but you weren't, right? So this lady used it as, she saw cisgender and transgender in coffee, right? So someone who is cisgender would be caffeinated coffee. You don't go into Starbucks and ask for a caffeinated venti blonde roast. Why? Because caffeinated coffee is coming in its natural form. is what she said. Decaffeinated coffee is changing the form, much like a trans individual. So, you can ask for a decaf coffee, but you're never going to ask for a caffeinated coffee. You don't need to add that I am cisgender. I am a woman. Other things that you're not going to call me are chest feeder. I understand if you are someone who has transitioned and that does more closely relate to you, that is fine. But I, as a woman, it is not chest feeding. I am not a birth giver. I am a woman. I would be a mother if I had children. It would be breastfeeding because I have breasts. Okay? When we're referring to women, we need to stop taking away the things that make us women. Okay? And if you are someone who is a trans individual and have come to better terminology that best suits who you are as a person, that's fine. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to force that language and those terms, that terminology on someone who is not part of that. I am a woman. I would breastfeed. I am a woman. I would be a mother. I am a woman. All right. Now, that's all I have in regards to trans individuals and the LGBTQ community. Once again, I have no hate, no ill will, no phobias towards anybody that is part of that community. What I want is this open barrier so that we can have respectful conversation, for us to open up and let one another know what it means to be respectful of the other. And I'm going to tell you right now, they have definitely done, as a community, a lot to tell us what they want to be respect, and that's totally fine. But I don't feel like enough of us open up on the other side that aren't part of that community for us to share how we find things that would be respectful and do it in a way that is not harmful to those individuals. So that's what this was for me. I will respect you, but what I want back is also this for respect. You know, if you're going to utilize transgender individuals to promote women's spaces, please utilize transgender individuals that aren't making a mockery of me and my sisters, okay? Please, if you're going to have a tampon or pad sponsorship, please utilize someone who would actually buy and use those products. Once again, that would be women. Not transgender women, but just women, born women, or transgender men who still have those parts that work and would be buying pads or tampons. Honestly, I'm telling you, Tampax really missed it, because I feel like utilizing a transgender female to male would have been perfect, actually. And I feel like would have caused so much less controversy. Would have caused, honestly, a big, oh my gosh, yes. Because then people that say men can have periods too, they would have seen that, and I feel like they would have been, oh my goodness, Dylan doesn't need tampons. Unless he wants to shove one in his mouth and shut up. Fair enough. But that's my problem. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about, because I feel like a lot of this has been centered around women, because that's really my thing, is being a strong and independent woman. And I don't mean necessarily that you're a strong, independent lady who don't need no man. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. Even women in relationships can be strong and independent, right? And this is what our grandmothers and great-grandmothers have fought for us, okay? They have fought for us to become these strong and independent women that we are today. And I'm not saying all women are, okay? But this is going to slide us into my next topic and the last topic of the day. And that is, I don't know if you all are aware of who she is. She has a podcast, or she's on a podcast. I don't know. I don't like her enough to actually watch her or entertain her, but I do definitely watch some clips of her. And that is, oh, and I did start watching the H3H3 podcast on her because, well, yeah, just pearly things, right? And I've seen her on clips of things, you know, where she's been part of like group interviews, things of that nature. One of which think the first place I ever saw her was on an interview in regards to trans women playing in women's sports. That's a whole other topic. I'm not getting into that because I feel like my opinion is varied and skewed. So we'll never probably get into that, right? Or we might actually much later. So I think that was the first place I ever saw just pearly things, is that she was advocating for not having transgender women in women's sports, as a basketball or volleyball player. I can't remember which one she did. But she, if you watch more than just that video of her, if you've ever heard of her, if you ever recognize her, know things about her, she's not a very good person. She is someone who idealizes the days when women were submissive to their men, the days when women were weak, and had to rely on a man. She idealizes that. She puts women down for being 5 pounds overweight or more. She puts women down for not being of a high value woman if you're over like the age of like 24. She highly recommends that you get married at like 18, 19, 20. First of all, and I am definitely not in any way shaming anybody for getting married young. That's totally fine. But as someone myself who had goals of being married at age 25, you probably shouldn't look at getting married until age 25, solely for that's when your brain completely has developed, right? I made plenty of dumb decisions that if I would have married somebody I was with at 24 or younger, well, it would have been in a world of hurt, right? So she pushes that, you know, save it for marriage, and women need to be submissive to their men. She is such an, in the most honest sense possible, she is such a pick-me girl that she puts other women down to put herself at the forefront, and yet still cannot find a man. She tells you what it's like to be in the perfect relationship. She says that 50-50 relationships do not work, that basically we just need to be mindless and numb and just go with what our husband or boyfriend, fiance, whatever tells us to do. And I know that she does slut shame women for sleeping with others before they are married. And the funny thing is she's no virgin herself. She actually got broken up with because she had a body count, with, one of her last boyfriends actually broke up with her for having a body count, right? So, the hypocrisy is just so great, but she wants us to be, you know, so meek and so mild and not independent and not having careers and, you know, all these things that go back to such a long time ago in history, which honestly isn't really that long ago when you think about it, but it feels like so long ago. But she wants us to go back to this ideology, and the funny thing is that she's been called out on, and this was on the H3H3 podcast, was that she by no means is someone who is a meek and mild woman. If that was the case, she would have to give up her podcasting career. Now, I will say, I'm not going to go too far into her. I just wanted to throw my opinion on there that she is not a good woman, that she is not a representation of being a woman, I would say myself, right? And she's someone who was born as a woman. She does not represent us. She does not represent the average mind. Yeah, there's plenty of women that, you know, may want to do that because they want to, and that's fine, honey, if that's what you want, all right? But I will say, if you're ever being forced into that, please let us know, and other women will help you out of that situation. But just know, wanting to and being forced into that lifestyle, completely different. And the fact that just pearly things thinks that she needs to tell women that that's the best way for them to behave or else they're the worst woman possible is really just sickening, right? You're sickening and misogynistic against your own gender. And you know different really than Dylan. The only difference is Dylan likes to cosplay as one of us, and you actually are one of us, right? That's the difference. So that's all I have to say on that. I would highly recommend to listen listen to or watch even the H3H3 podcast, because he did an interview with her, Ethan did, and it's definitely delightful to watch her squirm, so I would highly recommend to watch it on YouTube. I've not quite gotten through all of it yet. I kind of like listened to a little bit of it in the morning because it's like a 3-hour podcast, but it's definitely worth listening to Ethan call her out on her bullshit. It's hilarious. So 10 out of 10, definitely recommend. Once again, nothing that I said today was meant to be malicious or have any ill will. So please do be mindful of that, that it's not that Haley's transphobic. It's not that she hates the LGBT or anything of that nature. All it is Haley wanting some respect between LGBTQ community and the heterosexual community, okay? That's all I want. I want us to have open communication, breaking down barriers, and showing respect for one another, because respect does go two ways, right? So, and as well, with companies, please, A, don't just select someone from the LGBTQ community to save face and make yourself feel better about who you are as a company. That's not cool. But if you are gonna, you know, actually promote and have sponsorships with someone who is part of that community, utilize someone who is just not faking how they are to get attention. And I'm not saying that Dylan is faking his gender dysphoria, but I'm gonna say that he is faking being a woman, right? He may have gender dysphoria, but he's not doing a very good job with being a woman, and then that really hurts us as a group of individuals, as women. So with that being said, this will be going out, it's 11:01 on Sunday morning right now, so probably be going out in about an hour, probably have it drop at noon. That being said, have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend, and a wonderful 4th of July on Tuesday. Stay safe, everyone, and we will be back next Sunday for another episode of Caffeinated and Opinionated. Thank you.